Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Republican showdown, shutdown, shakedown. Government's closed, everybody. Go home. Except Congress, whose members are still getting paid, classified as essential workers. Although right now, neither one of those words sounds very apt. A minority of the majority of one House of Congress is holding the country hostage. Down on the floor, America, and hands behind your backs. If anybody moves, we'll shoot them. And we better agree to their extortion demands if we ever want to see Panda Cam again. To say the Cruz crazies really don't like Obamacare is like saying brown-spotted bananas make for substandard grouting material. The tassels on the fringe of the GOP seem willing to sacrifice everything to get rid of easy access to health care coverage. The recovery, their reputation, the country's credit rating, John Boehner's tan. What they really need is a time machine, because this issue has already been settled by the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of the government, which, if I'm not mistaken, is 3 out of 3. You don't negotiate settled law. If the Kamikaze Caucus gets their way on this, what's next? Another shutdown demanding Democrats defund the EPA? One guy from Oklahoma threatening to hold his breath till he turns blue if an oil derrick doesn't replace George Washington on the $1 bill? Repeal the law of gravity? Sometimes it seems like a smokescreen, so people don't talk about how cheap and easy it is to sign up for healthcare coverage on the web this week. And for a group so loudly consumed with the deficit, these crybabies don't seem very upset by the shutdown costing $300 million a day. Hey, $300 million here, $300 million there. As Everett Dirksen once pointed out, pretty soon you're talking real money.